Psachim Perakimel Mishnah Ches Vechein. Similarly, Mishiyatsim Yerushalayim Niskar Sheish Biyado Basar Kodesh, somebody who left Yerushalayim and remembers that he has basar, meat, from a korban with him, and now it is pasul, so it's got to be burnt, and l'chatchila, it's got to be burnt back in the Beis HaMikdash. So we say it depends. Im Avar Tzofim, if he had passed this place, which is called Tzofim, Tzofim like Har HaTzofim, like Mount Scopus, this place, the word Tzofim means to look out, this place where you look out and see the Beis HaMikdash, Sorfo Bimakomo. If he's already passed, so Chazal weren't matriachim to go back, you could burn it where you are. V'imla, but if not, Chozov Sorfo Lefnei Abir Me'atzim Aracha. You go back and you burn it inside the Beis HaMikdash with the wood that belongs to the Hektish. V'ad Kamein Chozrim. So how much do you have that you go back for? Reb Meir says, Reb Meir Omer Zevezeb Kabeitza. A Kabeitza is worth either of Chametz or of Besar Kodesh. Reb Yudom is Zevezeb Kazayas. V'chachomer Omer, they distinguish Besar Kodesh B'Kazayas V'chametz and Chametz that you go back with the full amount of Kabeitza. Ad Kan Mishnah Ches. Moving on to Perek Dalit. Makom shenagul asas malach barvi psachim al chatzos osin. We know that Yom Yud Dalit is a special day. It's the Zman Shchitas Karban Pesach, but that only begins in the afternoon. The shaila is, what about in the morning? So the Mishnah says, well, that morning is a quasi Yom Tov, so the Isser Malacha is a question of minhag. So if you have that minhag not to do malacha in the morning, osin, you do malacha, but magen b'shenagul shalol asos. But if you have a minhag of practice shalol asos, not to. There is even one opinion in the Tanaim who thought that you can shech the korban pesach in the morning. There is this idea that the morning already has some quality of a yom tov to it, of a chag pesach, but not fully, and that's why it depends on the makom. If haolich mimakom shosin, if you're one of these people who lives in a place where they do malacha, lemakom she'ein osin, but you go to spend yantif this year in a place where they do not do malacha on erev Pesach in the morning, or the opposite, lemakom she'ein osin, lemakom she'osin, or you're from a place where they don't do malacha on erev Pesach in the morning, and you go to a place where they do, nosin all of chumrei matzah, lemakom she'yatzim isham, chumrei makom she'holach l'sham, ba'al yishana adam b'ne'amach lokes. You have to observe the chumras in both directions. If you are from a place where you do not do malacha, so even though you're currently in a location where other people are doing malacha, but since your particular practice is not to do malacha, even though other people are doing it, you should not. And similarly, if you are now in a place, the opposite, where other people don't do malacha, even though you particularly would be from a place where you would do malacha, you cannot do it because of the machlokas. And this is true, the Gemara extends this, and the Balei Masorah have extended this to many other areas of halacha, where you have both levels of chumrah, but at the same time, we have to make sure that we do not create a machlokas, and that actually is part of the reason why you have both levels of chumrah. So if you're in a place where other people are doing work, you could be machmir and not do work. Why? Because that's not going to cause a machlokas. People are going to say, oh, why are you not doing work? Because you don't have work to do today. And in the other case, if you were to do work where other people would not, it would cause a machlokas. And therefore, we have the chumrah in both directions, and we make sure that there is no machlokas. You're not deviating from the local communal practice.